I'm a firefighter, and every day you sit there and you watch on some of these news organizations and some of the fire magazines, you just see another firefighter dying from cancer. And I run a charity called Neighbors United, and we help all sorts of people. But I've never actually helped my brothers and sisters in the fire service. So this is one of the big reasons we're doing it this year is because I'm a firefighter and I wanted to help my brothers and sisters.
And are the risks of cancer greater for firefighters?
Yeah, it's actually due to all the new home construction, the smoke we go in, the carcinogens, even our diesel exhaust from our engines can cause cancer. So we are at a higher risk. And every time our body temperature goes up, our absorption rate goes up to absorb all these chemicals into our body, which can cause cancer. So we are a lot more likely to get it than most people.
And how will the money be used that you're raising?
We're actually going to go out and find firefighters that have cancer, and we're going to start writing them checks to help them out financially.
How much do you hope to raise?
We hit our goal yesterday, but which was 10,000. So we're hoping we can hit 15 to 20 in the next couple days.
And how do people donate?
They can go to our Facebook page, Neighbors United, and they can find the link there or just hit the donate button. That's right there on the page. Or they can donate via PayPal at neighborsunitedmi@gmail.com.
So you're walking in full gear. How's that going?
The first day was rough. I wore my pack for about 26 miles the first day, my air pack. I wore it yesterday for about 20 miles. Today, I got a couple phone calls from my sergeant who said, take the pack off so I don't destroy my back. So we'll probably walk without the air pack today, but we'll still be in full bunker gear. And we're going to try to finish with the air pack tomorrow.
So what time do you expect to arrive in Grand Rapids tomorrow?
We're hoping between 6 and 8 p.m. It all depends on how many breaks we have to take along the way. Everybody's been great. We've been getting stopped on the side of the road by civilians that want pictures, hugs. So that's kind of been slowing us down, but it's also been keeping us going.
And do you have somebody like riding along watching you?
Yes, we have Connie and Kathy that have followed me the last 2 days. And today we have my good friend Rob and Sandy that will be following me today. And I want to thank White Lake and the Livingston County Sheriff's Department who gave us a police escort for a portion of the way.
All right. Anything you want to add?
Keep showing support, everybody. It keeps me going. It's rough. It's a big mental game. If you'd like to help out the people that help you, our firefighters with cancer, please donate. Even if you can't, just saying hello or sending a great message through Facebook is awesome. And thank you all so much for all the love and support.